Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt. Today is day 27 of our 40 days of Teshuvah daily devotional. I want to open with Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is Adonai, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation will praise your works to another and declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wonders. They will speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will proclaim your goodness and greatness. They will pour out the renown of your great goodness and sing joyfully of your righteousness. Adonai is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and great in loving kindness. Adonai is good to all. He has compassion on all his creatures. All your works praise you, Adonai, and your kedoshim bless you. They declare the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures from generation to generation. Adonai upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food on time. You satisfy your hand and satisfy every living thing with favor. Adonai is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his deeds. Adonai is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He will hear their cry and save them. Adonai watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth declares the praise of Adonai. Let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Again, the Elhet prayer. The goal of Elhet is to get to the root of the problem, to become more like Yeshua and to become conformed to his image, and Torah is a process. It does not happen overnight. The key is never to give up, because he does not give up on us. We are all under construction and a work in progress, and this is time to do spiritual house cleaning. 28. For the sin we have sinned before you with prying eyes and evil eyes. Our eyes can sometimes speak louder than words and hurt just as much. We can give looks of disdain, hatred, unapproval, jealousy, etc., all with our eyes without saying a word. We can covet what others have with our eyes as well, which is wrong. We see something that we cannot afford and we want it. We see people and immediately pass judgment by the way they look without getting to know who they really are. The lust of the eyes can cause more problems than we realize. Again, the word has a lot to say about our eyes and what we should and should not be looking at as well. Proverbs 10:10, he that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Proverbs 23:6, eat thou not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire his dainty meals. Proverbs 28:22, he that hastes to be rich has an evil eye, and consider not that poverty shall come upon him. Proverbs 30:17, the eye that mocks at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Matthew 5:29, and if thy right eye offends thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of the members shall perish, and not that thy whole eye should be cast into hell. Matthew 6:22-23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, the whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be of darkness, how great is that darkness? If looks could kill. When people look at others with a cold stare or squinting eyes, More is being communicated than just a nasty glance. Envy and jealousy can easily be seen through the windows of the eyes. This is just the issue our Rabbi Yeshua dealt with in many occasions throughout the Gospels. Regarding the evil eye, here's a good explanation by Rabbi Daniel Rundelman. Unfortunately, for many years, translators and teachers have struggled with the Hebraic concept of the evil eye. This idiom has created many problems and has been misunderstood because the Hebrew culture has been misunderstood. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Matthew 6:22-23 that we just read. The people who heard Yeshua speak these very words immediately recognized what Yeshua meant when he talked of the evil eye. This idea was and is common in the Hebraic culture. Yet, just pick up any different Bible translation and in it will be a quagmire of different words used to express this hidden Hebrew idiom. Each translation seems to deal with the issue differently. A few examples include I be whole, I be simple, I be sound, I be plain, I be healthy, sincere, clear, honest, or I be good. This is very confusing. What did Yeshua really mean? Hebraically, what is an evil eye? To answer these questions and bring clarity to this idiom, let's look at the context of Yeshua's words and consult two pillars of the Hebrew culture, the Tanakh and the Talmud. First, let's look at the context. The very next verse about the evil eye quotation explains exactly what the evil eye squints at. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve Elohim and money. When he spoke of the bad eye, Yeshua wasn't talking about bad eyesight or the need for LASIK surgery. From the context, it is easy to grasp that Yeshua is using a Hebrew expression to comment on people's greed. Each time Yeshua spoke of the eye being good or evil or plucking out the eye, he was speaking of the issue of greed. An evil eye is a greedy eye. A person with an evil eye is controlled by the desires to receive for self. The writings and the words of the rabbis explain this issue further. He that has a good eye shall be blessed, for he gives his bread to the poor. Proverbs 22:9. Again, if your eyes are good or tov, then you are not greedy. The opposite is also true. If your eye is evil, then you shall not be blessed because you withhold from the poor. Traditional Judaism agrees with this. A good eye gives 40th, the house of Shammai says, the 30th part, a middling one, the 50th, an evil one, and the 60th part. Mishnah Trumpet 4:3. Upon these words, the Jewish commenters say, a good eye means one that is liberal, an evil eye the contrary. The Talmud reads of trading, dedicating, and giving with a good eye or an evil eye. A good eye and a humble spirit and a lowly soul, those who have these are disciples of Abraham, our father, Mishnah Aboth 5:19. From a Hebraic viewpoint, it is now easy to grasp the difficult words of Yeshua. And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes be cast into hell fire, Matthew 18:19. Yeshua is not literally suggesting his followers mutilate themselves. Such a literal translation and teaching would be direct contradiction and violation to Torah. You are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. Do not cut yourself, Devarim 14:1. Yeshua in the previous verse was suggesting that we run away from greed and idolatry. We should take precautions to guard and protect ourselves from the evil eye of want, to get rid of evil eye of desire. 29 for the mistakes we commit before you with eye movements. Sometimes we can harm others without even saying a word. For instance, the Talmud discusses the illegality of staring into someone else's home or yard. Ask yourself, did I look at someone else's private things that were not my business? Did I gawk at an accident scene on the freeway? Did I look at the opposite gender in an inappropriate and disrespectful way? Did I signal my disdain for another person by rolling my eyes? I want to end with Psalm 51, beginning with verse 12 to 17 as a prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence. Take not your Ruach HaKodesh from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, God of my salvation. Then my tongue will sing for joy of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise, for you would not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it, nor be pleased by burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Father, forgive us of looking at things that other people have and becoming covetousness and not content with what you have blessed us with. Father, help our eyes not to look upon other people who are blessed and feel that we have been cheated when we have not. Father, I thank you that we sanctify our eyes regarding what we see, what we read, what we look at. Let our eyes look upon your word. Let our eyes look upon your truth and meditate on these things. Let our eyes see the blessings that you have given us all around about us. Thank you, Father, that the joy of Yahweh, Father, is our strength. And I thank you again for sanctified eyes, that our eyes see what you see, Father, and that we will not have eyes that are full of greed, but eyes that are generous and looking for those, eyes that look for those that we can help. Thank you for your mercy and your forgiveness during this time of Teshuvah, Father. Help us, Father, to continue on in sanctification, Father, all the year, Father, every day. And we thank you for creating in us a clean heart and renewing a right spirit within us. In Yeshua's name, Amen.